Hi there, folks. This is Matthew, and I wanted to set out an invitation. Anybody out there who does remote viewing themselves, or even psychic work themselves, which kind of falls under the same category in some perspectives, and also if there is somebody who just wants to share personal experiences with me, I'm going to put an email on this particular podcast that you'll be able to see on the website. All you have to do is send me your information and an audio of what you had on there. Or if you want, we can set up a time where we can do a video recording or an audio recording, two-way. Either way is fine. There's many different ways to accomplish that. And then we can put that onto the website and any place else you may want to put it, because it will be your interview as well. So that's my invitation to anybody who is psychic or a remote viewer or has had experiences that they want to share on the air. Now I want to talk about a little bit more about what's coming for this winter. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and most of you out there listening to this have heard of her name before, Trisha. She happens to be the owner and the trauma coach for her website. And it's important to me for this particular podcast to explain why I bring her up. And in order to do that, first I should let you know what her website is, consciouslypresent.com. But be careful of the spelling consciously. It's a little bit tricky. Even if you're a very smart person, like many of you are out there listening to this. So keep that in mind, consciouslypresent.com. She has lowered her prices on her website as well. And I believe she's writing a book right now and other things going on in her world. She's very busy. But what we talked about just recently was about the weather. Now, where she lives in the United States, they can have pretty brutal winters. Even if it's a mild winter in other parts of the country, she happens to live in what's known as the Snow Belt. But there's a few different states that are all connected to that. So she happens to live in an area that gets snow every year. But what we both noticed a little bit is that this particular year, this summer specifically, things have gotten a little bit cooler at nighttime. Now, me here in Germany, they've also happened to be the same. But it's ironically funny, when I talk with her, I have to remember to convert things from Celsius to Fahrenheit. Most Americans really don't know that much about the metric system. And that's what they use here in Germany. My prediction is going to be a very interesting winter. And what I'm waiting for here in my mind to come in, which is what this remote viewing is all about, is what images and I might see in numbers. And it's a very curious mix. It's almost as if, for me here in Germany, there's going to be a lot of hits and misses. There's going to be times where we're going to have, I'll put it in American standard, is we're going to have between 1 to 3 inches for snowstorms. But they'll be gone within a day, or maybe even less. But they'll be more frequently. The last few winters, we've barely had any snow at all. Not even 1 to 2 inches. And that was maybe twice for my area where I live in the middle of Germany. So I think it's going to be hit and miss for where I am. Northern parts of Germany, on the other hand, more towards the east, I think there's a possibility that some of those areas could receive snowstorms that produce nearly 6 inches of snow. Now, this snowstorm could create what I would call snow drifts. And those areas maybe 1 foot to a foot and a half. That doesn't mean that it actually snowed that much, but the wind will blow it to make it seem like it's much deeper. Then that towards the west, I think it'll be a very large mix once again, but that's because it's a little bit closer to the ocean over there. Now, again, that'll become more of a hit and miss. And maybe an increase further of the same as maybe Berlin or just west of there, north, not so much south, but in that area, but for that heavier snowfall, but towards the west as I'm talking about now, focusing on it, it'll be just as much, but the winter rainstorms will come in and wash it away quite quickly. So it'll almost be like central where I am, but it'll be a little bit more snowfall. Now the Alps, I'm predicting that it's going to be kind of the same old story. There's going to be a few more ice storms, I think, in towards the Alps area. But then on top of that, there's going to be some snowfall. What do I think may happen with the skis? Skiing time in the Alps, the word I'm going to be getting, it's going to be rough. I wanted to say, hey, we're going to have some nice snow, but I'm being told, no, not really. There will be a few snowstorms that will come through, and see, people will be able to enjoy it, but for a shorter time frame. Instead of a week to 2 weeks or 3 weeks of great skiing, it'll be more like a half week here, a week there. And then, things just won't work quite as well. It'll be more like snow, ice, then snow again, then ice again. It'll be layered. And that doesn't work out too well. I'm not saying that that's factually going to happen, keep in mind, but that's what I feel like I'm seeing is going to happen. There will be some road closures, I think, that'll happen in the Alps here and there, but that's kind of par for the course. That's nothing unusual. I don't see any train problems traveling through the Alps. I think that'll just go on as it normally does. If there's closure, there's closure, but it won't last for very long. Italy, there'll be some storms, but nothing that I can see that's going to be tragic. But I am being shown something interesting, and I don't know if it's normal for Italy or not. I'll have to look it up afterwards. But I get the feeling there's going to be some quakes, earthquakes. It's going to shake certain parts of Italy. Southern Italy, near the toe, or near the boot, the bottom of the boot, and also up towards the mountains. I get the feeling that those two areas, they're going to experience a couple of quakes. I don't think it's going to be anything bad, but it's definitely going to get attention, and a few houses will receive a little bit of damage. If I scan back towards the west, towards France, the mountains will see some snow over there, but I don't see a whole lot of change over there, because for some reason over there, I'm just being told status quo. There may be some nasty little ice storms and things that come in off of the coast, but that's nothing surprising. So I don't see a whole lot going on in France that makes me go, wow. There will be some closures from snowstorms, but it's nothing that catches me off guard. Spain, on the other hand, southern Spain especially, you're going to have a repeat of what happened last year. You're going to have some major water slides coming through cities. I don't know what's going on there, but I get a weird feeling that Spain is going to be hit not only with natural weather disasters. It won't be all over the place, but some towns will be in big trouble. if you're in one of those towns that is prone and you're close to the Mediterranean and you know there could be water slides, I would suggest to be very prepared for this summer. It's also the possibility that there's going to be some weather events that are not going to be natural that are going to hit Spain. And I would call that an act of war. I don't know who will start it, but somebody's going to try to start some weather events. I can't tell you where it's going to come from or where it's going to hit. But somewhere around Spain, there are some things going on. And it's a battle for what's going on underground. So I would, if I were people in Spain, I would be, if you're living in an area where water can cause great damage, you know, so some places it can rain like crazy and doesn't bother anybody. But if you're in an area where water, overflowing water can be a problem, please be as prepared as you can possibly be. Now, let's talk about the United States. As I mentioned before about my friend living in the snow belt, I think she's going to get quite a bit of snow once again. But this time, I think it's also going to be remaining, I'm saying probably it's going to be below 32 degrees quite a bit more often than normal. It's just going to be down in the 20s and teens. Snow blizzards, I'm being shown between 2 to 3 that are going to cross over the eastern United States. One or two of those blizzards may actually produce multiple tornadoes, but because everything will be frozen, it's going to be kind of unpredictable on how many people will be bothered by it. Power outages, yes. People in Texas, I wish there was a lot more people listening to this. So if you know somebody in Texas, tell them to be ready. I get the feeling there's going to be another issue with energy and snow again this time. And this is not going to be what I would consider to be natural. I think it's going to be another event that seems like it's natural, but it doesn't make any sense. So I would be very prepared for this winter coming. There's not much you can do about the people on the highways. They're going to drive the way they're going to drive. And there's no way my voice is going to get out to those people and say, hey, slow down, especially in the fog. Or if it's in the snow, you know. I realize some people are going to get out on the road because they have to. I would just say, slow down. But that's been told to the general public for years. But if you're listening to my voice and you live in a house that is susceptible to hot water or dangers of not having hot water or needing of electricity, that maybe there's a problem, I would suggest very strongly you get a gas-powered generator and make sure you have at least a week's supply worth of gasoline in a safe place. And I don't think people are going to have a whole lot of time to prepare for these storms when they hit. That's the problem. So my suggestion is to be prepared as possible. The further south you go, like right up to the Mexican border, I don't think there's going to be that much of a problem, but I'm talking more towards, I'm going to dare say Corpus Christi, go for north from there. Houston, go east and north from, west and north from Houston, maybe by a few hundred miles. That's where I'm thinking that this is going to start to hit, and it'll get cold. Maybe for a week, and then all of a sudden the weather will start to rebound back into warmer temperatures. But be careful, Texas. And that also means look out for Arizona as well. But Arizona seems to be a little bit more prepared for that stuff. So people in Texas are the big ones. Also, I'm being told Louisiana, you might get one or two surprises of some nasty weather coming this winter. So I would be hyper cautious. Temperature wise, I don't think it's going to be much of a shock in differences. It'll be the normal thing, with once in a while you get pretty darn cold. Maybe below freezing for sure for one or two nights here and there. If you're a farmer in the area, well, you're already prepared for this. But my suggestion is be ready. I do think you're going to go below freezing once again, especially for people in Florida and in southern Texas. If you have orange groves or bananas or whatever you're growing down there, try to be prepared for that one. I would say at least a week long worth round of below freezing in some parts for this winter coming. That's about the best I got for right now. And if I get any other more local information, or if anybody has any requests for that, you can use the same email that I'm going to be posting for this particular podcast to write me about an area that you live in. And you don't have to put your name in there. You can just write in the subject line, weather request, and then put any information on, not necessarily the town you live in, but more like the state you live in and the area you live in. Like, let's say it's in, you live in Florida. You say southern Florida, middle Florida, or northern Florida. Something like that will give me the best idea. All right, folks. Oh, and by the way, for Florida, have you noticed that not too many hurricanes have come in and hit this time that are very uniquely designed? That weather warfare may have been stalled or put on hold, possibly even stopped. The bad guys may have been stopped, but we'll see what happens. A lot of things have been happening behind the scenes. All right, folks, thanks for listening. I'll be posting this up either tonight or tomorrow.